with this piston with this stupid caliper. I found out calipers are not very easy to measure bores, you know, stuff at the top of bores. But I found with the piston, I just used a flask. I think I got a size. I'll tell you what, I'm not used to measuring stuff, not because I can't do it, but because for years I never had the opportunity to do it, so I got to practice up. I'm getting it. I found out what size the piston is, pretty close. I got 3 inch 4, 67. So that means that, I believe it's 11 horse instead of 8, like they told me.
Get into too much motor building.
You know, you have to do it for that. It's a basic mechanical skill. You gotta have it. Because if you can't measure rings right, any information you need, if you got a caliper the wrong size or it's different caliper year, some for the wrong year parts, or all that stuff, it's all related down to measurements. Does they only put the engine numbers on the shroud, and if you don't have the right shroud or if someone changes something, you don't know.
Yeah, roger that.
That car that you had, I figured out what that engine was, and actually that you had that's actually a tire chain engine. That's actually a better engine than what was in it. Dealerships don't tell you that stuff. They also don't tell you if that thing shut right down, there's no way, as long as you clean it up, pan that screen out, change that pump, that engine will run another 150,000 miles easy.
What you decided to do with it now?
I'm only going to get $100 for it. Not much more than that. And the parts are worth more than that. So, and what's he going to do? He's going to go, well, my neighbor, he needs, I'll tell you, you want to hear a funny story? My neighbor needs a used truck. He said, well, I'll spend $3,000 per truck. I said, okay. You spend $3,000 for a trip, but then you buy someone else's piece of junk. If you don't have $3,000, if you don't have $150, you don't have $3,000 either. Come on, hire me yesterday. I told him yesterday, no uncertain terms, that he was either going to hire me on my terms or no terms at all. It's kind of funny, because he wants me to teach him and stuff, and he wants to see things he's going to do it his way. I said, no. If I'm teaching, you're going to do it my way or the highway. Situation because I got a lot at stake with this one, and I don't like playing the odds when they're not in your favor. Page up yesterday.
To get Cuba yesterday.
And that's not, well, let's see, that's, remember, Cuba's down below Florida, if I'm not mistaken, so that means you got to remember, the tip of Florida is 1,000 miles from us.
Pretty good one. I tried to get Croatia. I could hear him on there, but I just couldn't beat the pile up.
Secret to pile ups? Listen until everything calms down and you slowly sneak between them. I've done that hundreds of times. The key to it is listening as much as you can. And if you get just the right spot, they'll catch some of your call and you'll tell everybody else to hang on. They'll give you time to get in there. A lot of those guys use beams, so it makes it a little bit more difficult to do it. But I've done it quite a few times, even with crummy antennas. Do you know what a guy told me one time on 10 meters one time? He gave me a word. I said, what's that? I said, for the crummiest thing I ever heard. He said, yeah, you got the weakest thing I ever pulled out. I said, at least it's something.
Doing real good yesterday. I couldn't even check into the 3915 net. I couldn't hear anybody.
That's from?
What's that?
And that net knows about that situation. And now there's two ways. Did you hear net control at all?
I couldn't hardly pull net control out of the static, and that he was way down in the noise.
Doing a situation like that is I wait to get a spot, and sometimes someone from another state will check in.
I just listened for a little bit, and I couldn't hardly pull anybody out of the noise, so I just hung it up and went on about my business.
nothing else you can do, and I've done it in the past. You turn your guard, turn your squirrels just about to the point where you don't hear the static, put your earphones on, and you crank everything all the way up, so you'll get around the static, and that way you can sometimes get it. But the thing is, the static crashes are going to be real. There's a lot of thunderstorm activity going to be around today.
A lot of storms close by yesterday, and that just wasn't working out. I couldn't get out west for anything.
Because people don't understand, HF was just pretty cool. It's about the best lightning indicator you ever had. I usually use the AM radio as a test. And you can have lightning 400 miles away, and you can hear the static crashes on AM radio, easy. Is California is that if you look at lightning way up in above the top of the atmosphere, you get coronal arcs above the atmosphere all the way to the outer edge of the atmosphere. You can see flashes, and that's what it is. It's way up in the upper atmosphere is what it is.
You heard from Ed this morning?
The other thing you can do too, you can use it. They use a noise canceling antenna. You can. That'll help with some of the static crashes. He's just wearing the lightning belt.
What's that?
Between South Carolina and Florida, I call it the lightning belt.
It is raining pretty good over here. It's kind of hard to hear.
No?
Yeah, it's coming down pretty good over here in Taylor's.
Yeah, I knew rain was coming. We're supposed to get a half inch today.
4TFW. Yeah, it looks like it's already a half inch. I heard it raining throughout the night.
I haven't heard nothing here involving here, KF4MLN. We'll see what it is up in the repeater side up there. The wind's up there a little bit tougher, so I don't know how windy it is out there. But the problem is they got... Really, they need... I hope they do it. They said they're going to put our antenna below it. I hope that means maybe they'll get rid of that coax and shorten that cable up and move these antennas around and drop one down. Maybe they'll redo those connectors and straighten some of that out. Maybe they'll redo the connector if they're smart. Because there's so much wind up there, and, you know, when you got a bad connection on your antenna like they do, you can hear it popping and snapping. That's what's doing it. And I got a problem out here with some Wi-Fi or something next door doing it. Over the weekend, I'm on flying Charter's cable where it comes down from the pole. I want to unhook Charter right from my brother's house when no one's around. I'm going to walk back to when the dog's not around and see if I can't see if it still does it.
Hey, a nice weekend here. Unfortunately, I'll be up in Kentucky this weekend.
Kentucky.
Daughter up there.
Kentucky's not a bad spot. I'm really hoping everybody gets their crap together in this government this year and stops this bull impeachment crap and gets down to the business of getting the trade deals passed and get it straightened out, because this country's really, really moving. Now is the best time to start a small business there ever was. Even if it kills me trying, I'm going for it. Even if I gotta fight my family all the way, I'm going for it. Just what I heard on the answer yesterday. I heard a whole bunch of blind people having the same problem I am and being successful and fighting for the same thing I'm doing.
Doug, you hang on a minute now. I'm in a really bad spot.
See this thing, KF4MLN.
Doug, you try me now, Al.
Blind people doing some other business and they're going through the same thing I am, and I need you to find out what the poverty level in this country is, because I think about 6,000 above it. So but what I want to do is I want to make the state aid turn me down on purpose. Yeah, you know, I've been in Kentucky a long time. I know Kentucky has some good bourbon.
Yeah, it's only about 5 hours to the daughter's house. It's not really all that bad of a trip.
We're not very far from Kentucky. That's not too bad. And, how fast you drive? 60 miles an hour or 100 miles an hour?
Either speed limit. I'm not in that much of a hurry. It ain't worth a ticket or an accident. So I just ease along on down the road. just mind my own business.
If the police officer all around, you can follow with them and stay with them. And if the traffic's moving pretty good, just move with it, that's all. 5 miles an hour is fine, I mean, if you're taking it easy, but if you really want to push it. But like I said, we were all the way in Atlanta, Georgia, HRO, my friend and I, one time. We left at 5 or 12. We got back here by 4. We were moving.
Getting ready to head into downtown. I'm just turned off of Way Hampton onto Church Street.
So you're right in Taylor's then?
It's that.
Taylor's then. You're right in the town, downtown area.
No, I'm headed into Greenville.
Well, go ahead. Trouble, go ahead. I'm just trying to see if they figure it out. Rain in Greenville?
Yeah, it's rained on me the whole way so far.
Yeah, I assume it's windy, too. Cold rain, that's the problem.
5 and pouring down rain.
Just about the temperature, I guess. You might still want to watch the bridges if there is any, because sometimes the bridges are a little bit colder. Again, I got some of your calls.
Dan Ford gave you your refill back in.
That's on.
A lot of rain up there around Greenville all there this morning, huh?
Good up here this morning.
Quite a bit back over here in Dakota this morning, too. It's coming down pretty good.
Define and name one more time. I didn't quite catch it last time.
It's KN4KBC. Name's Bill.
Yeah, KN4KBC and Bill. Yeah, KN4TFW. The name over here is Ken.
Your name is Al, KN4MLN.
Another morning, I think.
Talking the other morning, Annette. How was your trip to Atlanta?
I hate having to go through Atlanta, but went through it, and at least no accident, so, which is good if you can go through Atlanta and not have an accident.
That one. Yeah, one time we took a big long trip out to Colorado and just made a big loop, and my wife drove most of the way, and the absolute worst place to drive in the whole trip was down in Atlanta. If you're not doing 75, you can't switch lanes.
That's where eyesight comes in. No eyesight comes in handy. I was driving a race car home for a joke. My buddy was lighting a cigarette. We were going down the highway about 90 or 100 miles an hour, and we decided that we were going to. He asked me, he said, "Where are you?" He says, "Can you hold the wheel, man? I need you to your car, to your truck." We had to switch lanes, so I just kind of stayed with it and kind of did what he said to do. And I guess I went a little too far to the line. The guy said, "Oop, the guy beat the horns. Oop, go for that." Anyway, my phone was like, "We're doing about 110. We didn't wreck or hurt nobody, but it's kind of funny.
So they do like to drive fast down through there. And it normally, I don't know, it normally starts way before you get into Atlanta. They fly through there.
So what kind of work you do?
I'm taking care of the Facebook site. Facebook's got a site down there just below Atlanta off of I-20. So I've got to go down there sometimes and do a little bit of work and make some adjustments and this and that and the other.
Sounds interesting.
Fun problem I gotta do. I gotta run, pull some wire through the wall. I put a panel and knocked it in the wall. Forgot to pull the wire through, so I gotta run some conduit down through the wall, knock out the insert, and then I gotta get someone to pull the wire and put it up through downstairs up through the wall again with that C cable. I don't think that's gonna be easy to do. I gotta find somebody that wants to do it.
You said you have to run conduit in the wall. Why do you have to run conduit in the wall?
I gotta run at least that C cable, because I've got running CK cable down through there, or downstairs in the shop, and then put it back up through to get into the for the panel up here. I need an extra 220 circuit. I forgot to wire it in. I don't have to use conduit, but I can use FC cable. The problem is the panel's already in the wall, so I'm going to knock out the knockout, run a small piece of conduit, then run some FC cable and pull it. It's going to be a little bit of a pain. I don't know what someone would charge to do it for me, and I really don't want to do it.
I don't know what electricians are getting up around your area for doing stuff like that. I think around here they're charging normally like $40 an hour or something like that. I'm industrial, and you're talking about residential stuff, so I'm not too sure about what residential guys charge.
This is residential code because I got a shop below the. I'm totally blind. I built the court of my machine shop. It had to be wired like a commercial building because it was set up, so I had to set it up as close to industrial as I could because I had to run stuff in the shop. I had to have conduit in the shop and everything else, and ground faults and other kind of crazy stuff.
MC cable, if you've got to go in the wall, MC cable would be your best bet if you can fish it through there.
I should have done it. I wish I did it. I should have put all the wire and conduit on the outside of the wall and just shoved it on the outside of the wall for our living quarters in my shop. It would have been a lot easier.
Having to do all that fishing stuff after something's been built, it just makes it twice as hard.
The man was, I didn't think about it. So I put the circuits there, and then I had, I had 200 amp circuits, so I had to run a sub panel off the man with a knife switch to feed the upstairs, because I had to have one sub panel off the main. I had to run half the circuits on the sub panel off the main, and I made a mistake of my friends all told me to use aluminum wire feed in the building, which I never should have done. I'll never do that again.
Get funny. And very interesting and tough at times.
My brother and I wired the whole building. I'll tell you what. When I first started wiring stuff, and I'll see what I'm doing, I had to measure some voltages a couple times when I put the power in and the breakers on. And I was like, you know, I hate doing this without seeing.
I've been doing this stuff a lot of years. I did do some residential stuff, you know, early on, but I just... Residential just wasn't my thing. I don't know. Just kind of monotonous to me.
Why is it like a residential building? I did it because I don't want no critters if they ever get in the wall. If I get a critter that chews through my FC cable, it better be a pretty nasty critter.
Open today for work, Bill.
For today, so I don't have to worry about traveling. But they'll send me, I'm in charge of taking care of two Facebook sites, one down below Atlanta and one in Richmond, Virginia. And so they'll flip-flop me back and forth and have to drive and spend time there. But at least I think for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be just here locally in town.
Yeah, and that traveling, that gets old pretty quick, I imagine.
Well, I'll go anywhere from Oregon to Texas and Virginia, North Carolina, down to Tampa, Florida sometimes. They normally send me all over the place.
For like Facebook sites?
Virginia and Atlanta are both Facebook. All the other ones are normally power companies, like Dominion Power up there in Virginia or Duke Power up there around North Carolina. All the other ones are normally doing work for power companies.
KN4TFW.
Well, I got a mega. I got to fix one of the old style ones. Those batteries to check grounds with. I got to fix that for my amateur radio antenna. And I learned a lot about electricity and electrical engineers. And electricity is kind of cool.
It's interesting. And the stuff we do here is usually pretty much all custom stuff. So it's always different. It changes. It's nothing the same every time. So it doesn't get as boring as it would if you were, you know, working someplace where it was just the same thing day in and day out.
The projects, yeah, are pretty cool. I got to make some audible voltmeters. They won't sell a blind meter. Blind person voltmeters, so I got to modify some stuff. It's on a shelf for blind people, and I've also got to do it for my dial board game. So I'm going to be involved in some pretty interesting stuff. I'm hoping. I'm turning it up, but I'm hoping in the next 4 or 5 years I'll live long enough to finish it.
You will. I'm sure you will. You sound like you're pretty healthy.
You know, it's just, I'm fighting with my family, and that's the worst part of it.
I've arrived at the cup mill, and then, so I'm going to say 73 to everybody. I hope everybody stays dry today and has an awesome weekend. Bill, it was good to hear you this morning, and look forward to catching back up with you maybe on Monday. And Al, same here. I'll try to catch you on Monday. I'm out of town this weekend, so you guys have a good one. I'll say 73, KN4 TFW.
KN4 KBC.
Rain is coming down here in Malden. Pretty serious stuff. I'm out there.
And, get ready to start. So you have a good morning up there. And we'll talk to you later. KN4 KBC.
Because I know it is raining. It's hard to see, especially at nighttime. Geez, good to talk to you, Bill.